Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, emotle. Africa, omhle. The beautiful African. Izwi lethu. Fatshe la rona. The land is ours. Tiko ra hina, shango lasho. We say it again, Africa. Our duty is to enhance, uphold, and protect the human right and fundamental rights of all individual Mo'Africa, of the individual Mo'Africa in Africa and globally. Uphold the human right and fundamental right to life, land, liberty, and freedom. Mo'Africa, Mo'Africa kinimutsai, son of the soil, a patriot, liberation soldier for Azania, the country, and Africa, the monolithic state of Africa from Cape to Cairo, Madagascar to Morocco. Mo'Africa Mutsamai was jailed. Mo'Africa has been jailed and served 27 years. And we say to you, Mo'Africa, you are one among, if not, will be the longest jailed liberation fighter in the country against colonialism, apartheid. Mo'Africa, the ruling by the Minister of Justice, government, and the court. For you, Mo'Africa, the parole condition to dissociate, not speak with, for, and on behalf of the PEC, which is the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania, Mo'Africa, that is unconstitutional. The parole order condition and the court ruling are constitutional, Mo'Africa, and we have to challenge that. The PAC is a legally constituted organ and political party under the country's constitution, and it is participating in parliament and government. Therefore, Mo'Africa, the PAC is not an illegal or criminal entity. And we say, Mo'Africa, the parole condition to bar you, Mo'Africa, to associate with the PAC or speak on behalf of the PEC. Mo'Africa, we see that, especially from government, as a political gag and banishment order from the minister himself in government, Mo'Africa. A black government banned to forever suppress the PEC. I don't know, Mo'Africa, what they are afraid of. Are they afraid of the PEC shadow? Of course, the PEC shadow may rise, Mo'Africa, to take up and claim its rightful and central leadership position in the country. Because we are having confusion, Mo'Africa. It's like the whole thing was built on sand and it's collapsing. So, Mo'Africa, we maintain, Mo'Africa. For example, de Kock, a brutal apartheid assassin, Mo'Africa, who killed and roasted, banned, Mo'Africa, life, some of our stalwarts, martyrs for the liberation struggle. And he's freed, Mo'Africa. He is free. He's a free man today. So, Mo'Africa, this is a bitter lesson to all of us. That Uhuru continues, Mo'Africa. We are not completely free. We got to fight. And we will fight, Mo'Africa, by all means, as I say, necessary. And this time, Mo'Africa, it is all necessary to get the black vote. Our people must cast their power rightly because the liberation, we fought, we liberated the country. There's no point. We liberated the country, Mo'Africa. So, We thank you, we praise you, we enhance you, Mo'Africa Kenny, and all other stalwarts of the liberation movement. Irrespective of party affiliation, we recognize those that participated and died for our freedom. And we are saying again, going back, Mo'Africa, because we're saying that we've got to get that vote from our people. We say, you, Mo'Africa in Azania, you hold the key to these rights, and you fought freedom, Mo'Africa. You own the country. You own your vote. And you're saying that for 21 years, Mafrika, again and again, why give your vote to those who just want your vote to eat? And while they eat, Mafrika, you stay hungry, jobless, houseless, and angry. Angry, Mafrika. And half crazy, too. Because sometimes you don't understand that I give these people power and they don't get back to me. Because they don't give it to somebody else. Give it to Mafrika. And Mafrika, the sad thing is that the country's money is running out. It's getting finished. And majority of you, Mafrika, you, after 21 years after the vote, you are still penniless. You got no tiki, no penny in your pocket. Got no job, no food. No home. You are sick. You are hungry. You are thirsty. You are angry, about to die, or waiting to die. Don't put yourself in that, Mafrika. You got the power in your hand. As Adam Clayton Powell used to say, that use the power in your hand and clear up your mind, because you've eaten too much dust. You've suffered too much dust. You should be, your consciousness must be sharp now. You got to distinguish as to who are the rightful people, who are the rightful people, who are the rightful leaders. To lead you, Mafrika, we say lead you to Kanana. So the song, I sing the song. And Badla Bonke. I mean, Badla Bodwa. I sing the song. Arjembo wrote him, man. Let's all eat. Eat this food on the table. And if there's no food, let's all go hungry. Because we are equal in terms of the liberation, sacrifice, serve, suffer, sacrifice that we did. The problem is, Mafrika, you give your vote trusting others to take care of you and the country, using your money, the country's money, using your tax money, Mafrika. Of course, they take care of themselves first. And family, their wives and children, eat everything. And Mafrika do not care. They don't look back to at least throw you the bones. What's the point? You own the country, Mafrika. You hold the power, the sovereign vote. You hold it. That is the reason why we say fight to amend the constitution, Mafrika. Demand your sovereign right to vote your own community representative to parliament. To say or not, to say, or at least you must know how much country money should be printed. Demand how much money your community gets. You must get your equal share. Hey, politicians are getting shares in the monopoly companies, man. And they don't look back. They're billionaires. That's why they're so quiet. So you have to know, you have to demand your share of the money from government. That is your money. And you got, at least you got to know who gets paid how much. Who gets hired? Who gets fired? And also, you got, most important, watch over and guard the thieves and crooks and corrupt politicians and cronies that are stealing the country, Mafrika, but the majority poor people's money. They're stealing, you are poor, but they're still stealing your money. The least that you can do is to guard over your money. That's it. You can't leave money on the table and say, okay, go. No. You vote and then you follow up. They say that, okay, verify first. And then trust after. You can't. You just deeply give, and then you suffer. As you speak, Mafrika, many municipalities are broke. They have no money to pay salaries. And the only way to pay salaries, they, at the end of the month, they have to wait for you to pay your rates. Got to pay your rent, got to pay your water, got to pay your garbage collection, electricity. And if you don't pay that, they can make their salaries. But if you don't pay, they will cut your lights. They will quickly, they will cut it, because they even put up a prepaid card. You pay before you eat. What about the destitute, the poor, the unemployed, the old, the sick? Mafrika, we've got work to do. We've got to protect the individual. That's what we are saying, Mafrika. And the other question is, you have poor municipalities. Pay salaries of 1 million. Pay mayor salary, more than 1 million rents per year. You pay a municipal manager 1 year salary of 1 million rents or more in a poor municipality. and you pay his counselors. Oh, also, what each one more than R1 million. And my Africa, on the average, politicians get paid 85, the local ones, and you go to parliament, parliament is with 85,000 rands per month. That is, that comes to 85,000 rands per month. That is 95% ratio more than the 5,000 rands per minimum wage. And most people don't get the 5,000 rands. You get far less. You'll be lucky to get 2,000. So the majority poor are paid less. You know that they are paid less than 5,000 rands minimum wage per month or salary. Wages and salaries in Africa for the poor do not. They don't include housing, hotel, car, air travel, food allowances. You give people 85,000 rands and give them, in addition, housing, hotel, car, air travel, and no, I'm African. No. At least you got to know. You got to have a say. If I pay you 85,000 rands per month, I've got to know. I have to have a say to say, no, behave like this, vote like this. No. And these people don't represent any constituency, just party political vulgus members who are there rubber stamping. That's it. That's why they're killing one another in Africa. They're killing councillors, they're killing each other for these positions. And that has to stop, Africa. 21 years before the black vote, you know for a fact that these big salaries, obscene, crazy, insane salaries, rates and allowances were paid minority white workers to support the apartheid high life. Come the black vote, Africa. The black government has continued paying these crazy, abnormal, and obscene salaries and tax, Africa, that only duly enrich. They give money to the black political elite who now, they don't live with us. They migrate and integrate into proper neighborhoods away from the townships and ghettos. Because you give them too much, our money is making them to migrate from us. That's why they go and stay in white house communities. And who's losing? Our communities are dry. There's nothing. And you've lived, some of us have lived in 21 years in a jobless growth economy. And 2016, my Africa, gross domestic product, but they call it GDP, less than 0.08%. It may go to 0.05%. That's danger. That's right there, the collapse of the economy. Why government and parliament do not cut down the abnormal salaries and these abnormal and crazy salaries and allowances? It is because it happens in parliament too. That's where the rules are made. That's why these guys, you see them sitting there. They won't move because they're getting paid. They can say, oh, we are liberating you. We're talking about the community. Yes, they fight, but they're getting more paid. That's it. And you, Africa, the vote and owner of the country's money, and owner of the people's parliament. You own the people's parliament. This parliament is filled up with people that are paying crazy money. They're sitting there. At least you should be able to be the one to tell or argue what salary allowance they should get. What salary allowance is good and reasonable to pay these parliamentarians and these councillors? You hold the power of Africa to elect representatives. If not, you hold the power to elect representatives that will stop these abnormal, insane, unaffordable salaries and tax. Or let's say a volunteer to take a lower. We say, no, look here. We no longer pay 85,000. We give you 4,000 rands per month. No, not 4,000 because that's too little. 25,000, 18,000 rands a month. That's it. That's affordable. And we, on top of that, we give you housing, travel, and other tax. But if we give you more than 50, up to 50, no, we don't give you housing. You cover yourself. You cover yourself, man. People don't have a dime in their pocket. They don't have food on the table. You'll be lucky to get 6 rands a day. And my figure, government now, let's ask Africa, if government is forced to give less money to the country and communities and to you, Africa, who, and to whom do government first give less money? Who have to suffer first the cost? Who in government, Africa, the executive or parliament decides how much less money to print or who to give less money to. Who? You have the vote. That's your money. What role do you have to play, my friend? What role do you play? I'm sitting there crying, I have no money. You own the country. And we are asking Africa, why not government cut the bloated, insane government salaries? No, they won't do that. Slim down the biggest hit. Slim down. Huh? And you know for a fact that no politicians will voluntarily cut their fat salaries. No, they will never cut their salaries. Unless they are, in fact, they just got themselves another 5% increase. Nobody sees this stuff. And we are saying that only the people's elected parliament hold the sovereign autonomy to cut the Fed, Africa, and you can fire these Fed-loving leaders. You can fire them. Africa, we've had, like, for example, the executive. It has more than 70 members. Increased, huh? Of course, this might be essential, but 70 members of Africa and the bloated presidential, ministerial, and deputy ministerial executive structure is costing you and I, as taxpayers, hundreds of millions of rands. I'm quoting now one of the leaders in the country. All of this at a time where and when the unemployed rate is more than 30%. Of potential economic active citizens in the country. A fair question would seem, do we really get the value of this amount of the money we spend? Do you? Or maybe, are you in Africa? Are you getting something? A dime. I'm African. Now, we understand that the Black Majority Liberation, our Black Majority Liberation Government, with all this unnecessary, wasteful expenditure, bloated expenditures, has decided to cut money to municipal councils that will cut basic services to the majority black people, the poor and the jobless. Now, they are going to cut money to the councils. Imagine, where are you? And they held this as a secret. The executive, they had a meeting, the president had a meeting with the premiers, and ask them to keep the plan cut secret and confidential. Don't tell the people. And unfortunately, you see, the transformation has not worked. You know, sometimes somebody was saying that it's a blessing that we have the minority groups in the country, because we'll be suffering more, or we'll be killing one another in the country, the way things are going. Now, Zille of Cape Town, the premier of Cape Town, all right, I think she said, no, I can't keep this stuff secret. She's representing the majority white province, all right? And she told a provincial government and the public, all right? And after she did that, there was an objection from our black government. Our black majority government issued a public statement objecting to the premier. They said, why do you reveal our secret? Why do you tell the people the secret of the government, huh? That you are going to plan... We are planning to cut municipal local budget. What confidential nonsense is this? Huh? But in Africa, it's you who is responsible. So the premier, the white premier, revealed the budget cuts to her constituency, because she won the majority vote. She's not controlled. The black premiers are the ones who are appointed. All right, that's why you can tell them, shut up. Don't tell the people. And you the people, it gets back to you. Stop voting nonsense. Stop giving power to nonsense. Because who suffers when the service delivery is? Already you are banning clinics, you are banning schools, you are banning this, you are banning this, because there's no service delivery. What's going to happen when they are budget? Because the rent has fallen because of the decisions. Again, Africa, we ask, who in government holds the power to print the government money, decides who to pay, how much to pay, increase or decrease the national budget, even the municipal budget? It is you, Africa, who should decide through your community elected representatives. Why? Please, others, pass this message on. Because the people, our people, if they have communications, is please call me back. They don't have these gadgets. Those who can, this is your duty, especially the so-called clever blacks, increase, just distribute this, and you have to demand the lawyers, the NGO, you have to demand to amend the constitution, because the people's parliament belongs to the people. It does not belong to the party. It don't belong to the majority party. It's a mess. And Africa, understand that you and your vote, Africa, it counts. Your vote counts, Africa. The moment you vote and elect the winning party and candidate, you say, okay, for the next 5 years, I will pay you, because I elect you, give you the vote, I'm paying you. I'll pay you, all right? I'll house you, I will feed you, I will clothe you. Just take care of, and I'll clothe you, take care of you and your family. I trust that you will also deliver services. You'll create jobs, you'll provide community safety, you'll run a clean government, watch out, and watch out against the thieves, not to abuse the government and my taxpayer money. No, it's not happening in Africa. Now, we've had the black political party, the one that you voted for, you kept on voting over and over again. For 21 years, Africa, they have used our government tax to buy shares. Our money in the parastatals, they have used our government tax, our money to buy shares in the apartheid monopoly companies. And most of these monopoly companies are run by family dynasties that got bloody money, apartheid, and they have to be charged for the economic crimes of apartheid. And these are the families that have given shares to the ruling party elite. Now, what they did was they've created a party-affiliated billionaires. Instant. Huh? And in return, Africa, the ruling party, it lifted the foreign exchange restrictions. It allowed these apartheid monopolies and families to take their money out of the country, take the apartheid loot to London out of reach of the apartheid victims and heirs. You can't claim it. I don't know how you're going to claim it, Africa. These people have to tell us. And maybe we should go after their pensions. They have to pay us. They have to, some of their money, whatever they have, shares, we take everything and put it in a trust fund to feed you, because there's too much hunger in Africa. Now, today in Africa, the country president and the president of the ANC ruling party says he sees nothing wrong in him, his son and family keeping relations with the Gupta family from India. Gupta family business dynasty, if his sons do business with the Gupta family. Now, the question is, we've had the white, so you can call them mulattoes, white and whatnot, because white dynasty families and apart. Now you have an Indian family dynasty now. They're following. So maybe the president did not get his shares from these Oppenheimers and whatnot, so they gave it to the others, maybe deputy president, and they locked him out. So he's trying to make up, using his sons and some of the premiers too. And he argues from Africa that the Gupta family were, the president argues from Africa, the Gupta family were friends with other presidents of South Africa. So he sees nothing wrong in keeping the family friendship. And from Africa, this family is using the government taxpayer money, the people's money, to build and enrich their family and dynasty, their business monopoly dynasty, using the president family relationship as the key in Africa to unlock the government money and bureaucracy. So they go about doing stuff across the government levels. And Africa, the public, you can howl. The public is making noise. Hey, Zuma must fall. Look, you have the right to take over the people's parliament. Stop that parliament, that moribund, nonsensical parliament running, because why? They've taken our rights. They have usurped and captured our rights. Now they're giving our rights to the Guptas. The Gupta family in Africa captured the ANC governing party and the government. And the ANC may disagree. You know, they say that, okay, what do you think you're stupid? ANC spokesman, the family would never control the ruling party. I think that's the Secretary General. The Guptas are not close to the ANC, and the ANC is not close to the Guptas. The ANC spokesman said, if there are individuals, and remember this one, that the Secretary General said, if there are individuals who for business reasons are influenced by Guptas or have business relations with the Guptas, it does not mean the ANC as an organization is part of that. Okay, let's listen. Okay, you say that? Let's see. You, Secretary General, the President and the top six, you appoint the party president. You appointed this man. Who is the current, you appointed the party president, who is the current president of the country? And the president appoints cabinet, he hires and fires as he chooses, all right? Now, you, the SG and the national executive, you are the majority party in Africa. You have appointed, deployed ANC members to parliament. And you have a speaker that was taken to court. It's so biased. It's unbelievable. You appointed her. And who controls the majority parliament? You have who controls the committees in Africa? It's you. And you, the ANC and the party, appoints and deploys cadres to parastatal-owned companies, SOEs. You can tell us. You can come up here and say that if there are individuals for business reasons are influenced by Guptas or have business with the Guptas, it does not mean the ANC as an organization is part of that. Nonsense. Who is fooling whom? Let's give an anatomy of the Gupta family state capture. Capture of the country, the president, the ANC, the executive, the ANC party parliament, and the parastatals. Let's give that. No, one, the former head of state security agency. All right? Top secret. The director general of state security agency. Top secret. Foreign intelligence head office. I quote Mafia. All were forced to step down after fallout with the state minister, security minister over investigating the alleged Gupta family influence on South Africa's political leaders and government officials. What are you talking about? The media, Africa, that senior ANC officials had raised concern over the fact that the Gupta brothers, Atul, Ajay, and Rajay Akatoni, were said to wield so much power that they often summoned cabinet ministers and senior government officials to their Saxon world home. What nonsense is that? You still go to Saxon, to certain families in Saxon there also. The current Minister of Sport and Recreation, publicly I heard him complaining that the Gupta family informed him, they are the ones who told him of his cabinet appointment before the president officially told him. So what nonsense is this? Huh? We're taken by the Boers now, we're taken by colonialists now, we're taken by the Gupta family. And in Africa, you got the SAA, then acting CEO and chairman. Just weeks after he got into the office, in Africa, after he took charge of the airlines, he was called to a meeting at this very Saxon world, I can't even call it, obsess or something, cesspool. Huh? The CEO reported was invited to the meeting by special counsel to the public enterprise minister. Public special counsel to the public enterprise minister called him to that meeting. And the Gupta family brother, Ajay Tony, in the presence of the president, in the presence of the president's son and son of another premier, offered him 100,000 rands, he refused. Up to 500,000 rands, he refused. And guess what? He was fired subsequently. And this special counsel reportedly was a key player in the controversial newspaper's deal involving parastatals and the Gupta-owned newspaper, The New Age. We've had Eskom signing a contract for $43 million deal to sponsor The New Age, the Gupta newspaper's breakfast. What nonsense is this? Huh? The utility had to shut lights off, and at the same time, they're giving the money. They were not maintaining and repairing the networks. That's why you had lights cut off. That's why you had load shedding. And now asking what? $26 billion to do what? To replace that with diesel? My Africa, stop playing with our money. But the people, you are responsible. Stop gallivanting in the streets and protesting. Go to parliament and take over your power, so because that's where the power lies. Isolate to my Africa. Fatsalarona. Shamulasho. The land is ours. Africa, this is not a joke. And those who don't listen, if pass the message on, because our people can only communicate by, please call me back. Until such time we're a government, just pass this thing. It might help. Thank you, Africa, for the privilege of talking, and thanks for the privilege of listening. He's related.